We all know that photographer. You know the one. They've got a great portfolio, killer camera gear, and just skills that should be earning them a fortune. But there's this persistent, gnawing challenge, right? How does that creative person consistently make reliable money on the side without getting sucked into the whole high-stress world of weddings or family portraits or endless birthday
The
parties?
unpredictable stuff.
Exactly. We're focusing today on building a commercial side hustle, shooting products, businesses, spaces, something that actually fits around a 9-to-5.
And that difficulty you just mentioned, the stress, the unpredictability, that's exactly why most side hustles just, they fizzle out.
Right.
The sources are absolutely clear on this. The problem isn't the photography, it's the marketing.
It's always the marketing.
It's always the marketing. So our sources introduce this simple, disciplined, and this is the key part, time-restricted business process. It basically takes all the anxiety and friction out of finding clients. It's called the coffee and cash routine.
Yeah.
And its entire purpose is to turn marketing from this huge, overwhelming project on your to-do list into a manageable and frankly, kind of boring and automatic 15-minute daily habit.
And predictability is everything for a side hustler. You just can't afford huge swings in your income or your time.
No, you can't.
So, our mission for this deep dive is to unpack the step-by-step procedure, the actual mechanics of this coffee and cash routine. But we also have to get into the strategy behind why you absolutely must limit your client list. And then finally, the specific email tactics you need to actually generate that predictable income.
Let's do it.
So, let's start with this immediate pivot in your thinking. The sources point out a fundamental error so many freelancers make. They treat local businesses, coffee roasters, little fitness
The
studios.
exact clients they want.
Yes, they treat them like an audience they need to convert into subscribers.
Exactly. They get stuck in this mass communication mindset. They think, I need a newsletter, I need a huge following, I need a funnel. But here's the reality check. A busy business owner, whether they run a restaurant or a small product company, they do not want your monthly newsletter about your thoughts on lenses.
Probably not.
They don't want to double opt into your list. They're just time poor. What they do want is a highly tailored solution the second they realize they have a visual problem. Maybe for a new website, a social campaign, a product launch, whatever.
Okay, but hold on. That seems a little extreme. I mean, if a photographer has a popular Instagram or a blog, isn't there still some value in building a big subscriber list, even just for like low touch announcements?
It's a huge mental shift. I get it.
Ditching tools like MailChimp feels like you're leaving opportunities on the table.
It feels that way, but it's strategic. The sources argue that for a high-value, high-touch service like commercial photography, the value of that subscribers list is, well, it's far outweighed by the drain on your time and the distraction of vanity metrics. So the first critical step is a tool swap. You have to drop the mass marketing mindset and the platforms that are designed to track how many people ignored your email.
So what's the replacement tool?
The sources strongly advise ditching things like MailChimp or ConvertKit. You need a proper customer relationship management system, a CRM.
A CRM.
Yes, and this changes the entire goal. You're no longer tracking open rates on a mass blast. You're tracking conversations, follow-ups, relationship warmth. You're tracking actions, not impressions.
And what's great for the side hustler is this doesn't mean signing up for some crazy expensive software, right?
Not at all. You can start with zero-cost tools. I mean, a well-organized Google Sheet or Airtable can work perfectly as your first Rolodex.
Okay.
Or if you want a little upgrade, there are low-cost options like Streak or HubSpot Free. But the difference is philosophical. The old way uses a double opt-in. That's friction. The correct way is direct one-to-one outreach, zero friction. Because you're building a prospect database for clients, not a subscriber list for an audience. You're building a personalized Rolodex of strategic relationships.
Okay, so this is where the structure gets really counterintuitive because the sources put a hard, non-negotiable cap on the size of this Rolodex. We're talking about this idea of a maximum effective range.
Yes, and this is the strategic core of it all. This is what keeps the side hustle sustainable and high quality. The sources introduce the number 250 prospects as the hard ceiling.
250. That's it.
That's it. And the reason is rooted in sociology, not just, sales data.
What's the practical implication of that, rooting a sales strategy in sociology instead of like a traditional marketing funnel?
It all comes back to a concept called Dunbar's number.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That number suggests humans can really only maintain about 150 stable social relationships. You know, you genuinely know the person and their context. We stretch that a little bit for a business network to 250, but going beyond that,
yeah,
just breaks the system.
Why?
You lose the mental bandwidth for genuine personalization.
So the 250 limit isn't just about time management. It's about your cognitive capacity.
Precisely. If you try to manage a list that's bigger than 250, you just can't know who those businesses are anymore, what they're launching, what their challenges are. Your outreach just, it becomes generic.
Yeah.
And the warning is absolute. Generic emails get deleted.
Right.
The moment your list demands generic outreach, you stop being a valued business partner and you just become a spammer.
Yeah.
Plain and simple.
And the side hustle relies on those quality connections. You just don't have time after a day job to waste on low quality leads.
Exactly. And this 250 limit is what makes the daily workload sustainable for someone with only 15 minutes a day.
So that's the math.
That's the sustainability math. If you contact 250 prospects quarterly, that's about 65 working days. You only need to send, 3.8 emails per day.
So just under 4 emails.
Just under 4. That fits neatly into the 15-minute coffee and cash routine. You do it while your coffee is brewing.
Huh.
But now, contrast that with trying to manage 1,000 prospects.
Mm-hmm.
You'd need to send 16 personalized emails a day. That's not a side hustle anymore. That's a full-time, soul-crushing telemarketing job.
Okay, so with that hard limit, the list has to be super focused. How do the sources say we should manage that?
It's all about effort allocation. You split the 250 into two key tiers. First, you have Tier A, the Dream 50.
The Dream 50.
These are your high-leverage targets, the top brands, the companies you would just love to work with, the ones where a single client win just changes your whole year.
And because they're the dream clients, the engagement is high touch.
Yes. So that means you go beyond email. You're doing genuine engagement, commenting intelligently on their Instagram, maybe stopping by their shop to say hi, or even sending a handwritten note about their product. The contact frequency is higher, too, every 4 to 6 weeks.
And then you have the bulk of the list, Tier B, the Bench 200.
Right. These are your standard local businesses, smaller shops, maybe past one-off clients, good fits for standard commercial work. And here, the focus is maintenance.
So efficiency.
Total efficiency. You use a standard quarterly check-in email template, customize it just a little, and you reach out every 3 months. It keeps the relationship warm without taking up all your brain power after work.
Now, before we get to the daily routine, there's this filter you mentioned, the one-in, one-out rule. That sounds like a really powerful psychological trick.
Oh, it is. It's a non-negotiable quality control mechanism and a mindset filter.
Mm-hmm.
If you're capped at 250, the only way to add a new prospect is to delete a dead one. Someone who hasn't engaged after 4 or 5 tries, for example.
So you're forced to be ruthless.
You have to be. It forces you to spend your limited time only on high potential targets. It stops your database from becoming this graveyard of bad leads. And it fights what they call lead hoarding. It keeps you focused.
Okay, now for the execution. Let's dig into the 15-minute coffee and cash routine. The sources are so clear. Do this before social media, before the news, to avoid that comparison brain.
That's right. You need a win before the world tells you you're failing. And this routine, it's structured like brushing your teeth, a small, consistent daily action that prevents decay in your sales pipeline. And the three-phase structure is designed to eliminate the worst enemy of the side hustler, decision fatigue.
Okay, phase one, the triage, minutes 0 to 2. This is about eliminating the who to contact problem.
Pure automation. You open your database, that Google Sheet. You immediately sort the next touch date column from oldest to newest. This just, it automatically brings the most urgent contacts to the top.
Simple.
Then you isolate the top 4 names. That's it. Done. You know exactly who to contact. No thinking, no agonizing. That 2 minutes is just mechanical sorting.
So the triage isn't about deciding what to write, but simply who to write to.
Precisely. You eliminate the hardest decision first.
Yeah.
And once you have those 4 names, you hit phase 2, the power block, minutes 2 to 12.
10 minutes.
This is the high-intensity 10-minute execution phase.
10 minutes for 4 personalized commercial emails. You have to be moving fast.
Lightning speed. You're sending 4 personalized emails, spending about 2.5 minutes per message. This speed is non-negotiable. And the only way it works is by using pre-written scripts and templates. The fan, the pivot, the check-in.
Mm.
You are only customizing the first line.
Okay, tell me more about that rule. Why is that one line so important?
It's the difference between a mass message and a human connection. You have to reference a specific recent detail, a new product they launched, something you saw on their shop window, a social media post you genuinely liked.
Ah, I see.
It tells the business owner, I am a human who pays attention to your business, not I copy this off some giant list. It validates your entire high-touch approach.
And the rule about speed, we're not agonizing over perfect grammar here.
Absolutely not. Prioritize speed and brevity. Send it and move on. Business owners appreciate concise communication. They're busy. You just don't have time to worry about rejection when you only have 2.5 minutes per email.
And if you linger, the whole system falls apart.
The whole 15-minute routine is derailed. Which brings us to phase three, the lockdown, minutes 12 to 15. This is about protecting the system.
System maintenance.
Mandatory system maintenance. You update the status of the four prospects you just contacted, you set the next touch date for the future, and you never, ever leave a row without a date.
So they pop back up later.
They pop back up in triage later. Then you write a brief note about what you did, send fan email about new seasonal latte, then you close the tab. Your marketing is done for the day. You don't think about it again until tomorrow morning.
That structure is so powerful for fighting burnout. But now we need to talk about the content of those emails, especially the first one. How do you walk into their inbox without immediately looking like a desperate salesperson?
That brings us to this specific tactic called the give-then-pivot approach. The goal is tactical. You enter their inbox not as a solicitor, but as an appreciative fan or customer first. It's like a Trojan horse delivering a gift.
So you don't sell a promise, you sell a result they can see right now.
Exactly. The photographer has to have a spec asset ready. This means you take one or two high-quality images of their product or their location before you even contact them. Then comes the three-minute stalk. Find the owner's first name, find one specific genuine compliment. You need that fuel for the personalized opening line.
And now for the fan email itself, the Trojan horse.
The only goal of this first email is to get a reply. That's it. So the subject line should be intentionally boring, like question about product name.
So it looks like a customer email.
Right. So it doesn't get routed to junk. In the body, you give that specific compliment, mention you took the photos just for practice for your portfolio, and then you offer to send the low-res gallery link.
And there's another critical rule here, isn't there?
Yes. You do not attach the photos. You ask for permission to send the link. This is a crucial micro-commitment.
Ah!
When they reply, yes, send it over, it dramatically increases the chance they'll engage because now they're mentally invested in the interaction.
Okay, so they reply, wow, these are great. Now is the moment to switch hats and do the pivot.
This is the strategic shift. You move immediately from fan to business partner. The script is very straightforward. You validate their enthusiasm, and then you use the price anchor.
Price anchor.
You say, typically a custom commercial shoot like this starts at $500, and then you immediately pivot to the impulse offer. But since I shot these on spec, I can license all five high-res images to you for a flat $150.
Why is that price anchor, a $500 number, so important?
It completely reframes the offer.
Yeah.
If you just email saying, buy my photos for $150, it's just a fee. But by setting that $500 anchor first, the $150 becomes this urgent, unmissable discount. It's an immediate value proposition that makes it so easy for them to say yes.
And the terms have to be just as simple.
Oh, absolutely. Low-fear terms. Perpetual non-exclusive commercial usage. The call to action is the easiest thing in the world. Reply yes and I'll send the invoice. You're selling a digital product that's right there, solving their immediate problem.
This whole methodology, it really just hinges on ruthless consistency, which is why that 15-minute routine is so key. Let's zoom out for our final takeaways. Four emails a day. What does that actually get you over a year?
It builds massive, often underestimated momentum. I mean, 4 emails a day is 1,000 personal touch points a year. The sources argue that with that sheer volume of direct, personalized, high-quality action, you simply cannot fail to generate business. It separates the serious side hustler from the person who just has a nice camera.
And what about the conversion math? If you do this, does it really lead to a predictable income?
It does. It removes the randomness. If you maintain that curated list of 250 prospects, the system is designed for predictable outcomes, even with a conservative, say, 10% success rate, meaning 10% of those contacts eventually hire you. That yields 25 active clients. And the sources emphasize that client load is enough to generate a full-time income if you get retainers, maybe $10,000 a month, or, more likely for the side hustler, a really significant supplemental income, about $3,750 a month, just from those simple one-off spec sales.
That is massive leverage for someone who's already working a full-time job and just using 15 minutes a day, plus maybe some evenings or weekends for the actual photography.
It shifts the entire mindset. You stop relying on referrals or luck, and you start owning a measurable, repeatable system for growth.
So what does this all mean for you, the listener, who might be sitting on this fantastic portfolio but just dreads the marketing? The entire strategy we've talked about today, the Dunbar number, the tiering, that daily SOP, it all points to this simple, ruthless verdict. The core advice is any more than 250 is vanity, while any less than 50 is starvation. Think about how adopting that brutal focus on quality leads and dedicating just 15 friction-free minutes every morning could completely change your business trajectory and turn a hobby into a predictable stream of commercial cash.